This is a special edition of Juno Afternoon here on Friday, January 31st, 2020. Scott Burton, your host today, and here in the studio with me is a crew of young adults. They're part of the AFS exchange system. Welcome to the show. We have Benny, Dop, and Cleo. Welcome. It's nice to have you all here.
Thank you.
Cleo,
can we start with you? Why don't you introduce yourself to our listeners? Where are you from?
I'm Cleo Mara. I'm from Mozambique.
All right. And where are you living right now?
Sitka.
Got it. And you're a junior at Sitka High, is that right?
Yes.
Got it. And tell our listeners when you got here.
I got here in August 8th.
Okay. Got it. All right. Benny, tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Benny, or people call me Benny as a nickname, but my real name is Benedicta, and I'm from Norway.
Okay. And you got here in August of 2019 as well, is that right?
Yes.
And what school are you going to?
I'm going to Thunder Mountain in Juneau.
All right. Very good. Nice to meet you, and thank you for being on the show.
Thank you.
Dap, can you please introduce yourself to our listeners?
Yes, sure. So my name is Kanawat Ginsukon, but people call me Top, like bathtub. Yeah. And I'm going to TM right now, and I'm 17 years old.
Got it. Very good. And you came here in August as
yes,
well?
Yes, same time with Benny.
Okay. Why don't we stay with you for just a second here? You got the microphone over there. Tell us about what were some of your first impressions when you got to Alaska?
Oh, the first impressions? Well, I have a lot of impressions to Alaska, and they are all like good impressions to me. But the best and the first one is about the small communities here. We have like many small communities that help each other, and that's really surprised me because like we seem to like united to each other in Alaska and Juneau.
Okay. And take me back. You're from Thailand, right?
Yes.
Where in Thailand?
I'm from Bangkok, the capital city.
Got it. What inspired you to do this? Why did you want to come to go on exchange?
So first, I went to many summer camps like England, New Zealand, and like research camp in Singapore. And I found that like when I went there, it's like, we found something new. We give something to other people, and we get something back too. And that's something that like you cannot fight. Like the world is too big for me. So I think that like we cannot stay at the same pace. So I think like we should go all out of the world and like see the things. And I also like those trips inspire me to be like an ambassador. And I'm looking forward to be like an ambassador for US and Thailand. So I chose USA as the country that I want to. And also USA also has like diversity of people. We are different and we are united together. So I really want to learn the differences in USA.
All right. Thank you. Benny, how about you? You are from Norway. Where in Norway?
I am from Molde. It's a city midwest in Norway.
Big city, little city?
It's a fairly small city. It's a little bit smaller than Juneau, about 27,000.
All right, so take us back. What inspired you to go on exchange?
So I think it was like 3 years ago, and there was some presentation in my school about exchange student or being exchange students and AFS, and that was when I really thought about like going maybe. And after that, I went to AFS cafes in my cities, and I learned more about it. So, yeah.
All right. Cleo, where are you from again?
I'm from Mozambique.
All right. And where in Mozambique?
Nampula, the north.
Yeah? Big city, little city?
It's a big city.
Is it?
Yes.
All right. How about you? Same question. What made you want to go abroad?
I felt like I needed some change, so I decided to go on exchange, and I heard that from my friend, so we decided to like apply together, and we like both got it, so yeah.
Got it. Are you communicating with your friends? Are they in other places?
Yes.
Where are they?
I have a friend in Kansas, Oregon, Texas,
Oh, fun.
Iowa.
And how do you all communicate?
up by FaceTiming or texting.
And how's your experience going so far here in Juneau? Oh, wait, Sitka, excuse me.
It's going pretty well. Yeah, like the people are really nice, and like the colleagues at school, they're like super nice, and it's really good.
Got it. Back to you, Benny. What's something that surprised you so far in your time here in Juneau?
I think that people here are really open, and that's a really good thing. I kind of heard that Americans are more open people than Norwegians are, and that's really nice and really good.
Okay. Can you give me an example of maybe how we're more open?
So in Norway, we have like a really bad habit of like, if you go on a bus, you don't talk to the people that sit next to you, and you kind of like avoid like having a conversation with them. But when I took a bus in here in Juneau, I got help with like going somewhere, and that was really nice.
Dup, how about you? What's been a surprise for you?
Well, surprise. Well, I think the nature is a surprise me in Alaska, because like we have like very abundant nature here, and I was impressed that like you have a good nature and like forest here, because like I cannot see a lot in the big city like Bangkok in Thailand, and also I cannot see like big mountains and like big ocean, like big seas like this, because like in Thailand we have mountains in northern part and we have like sea in the southern part. Yeah.
Okay. Let's stay with you for 1 second. Part of this program, you are exchange students coming to live here in Alaska and Juneau and Sitka, but part of this program are for Junoites, or Sitkans, if you will, to go abroad. What would be your advice right now if they'd probably be a sophomore in high school thinking about going abroad? They're listening right now. They go to Thunder Mountain or maybe JDHS or Yakuske, Dakahiti. Or they're homeschooled even, and they're thinking about going abroad. What would you say to them about the value of your experience? How would you convince them to go abroad?
So I would say that, like, let's think about, like, the world and us. So we are really a small thing in the world, and it was, like, composed of, like, many big countries and small countries and, like, a lot of people living outside. So if we just stay at the same pace, we won't learn like anything, because like the world is too big to stay the same pace. So be brave and just like take a small step, like baby step of learning yourself, and like to encourage yourself to look outside and looking forward to see things out of the world. You can talk about like to your friends and to your family about this, to just like keep learning about like, yeah, how should we and like where should we go to the exchange year? I would say like it really depends. Like each country has like their own interesting things in their own countries. So every country in the world is a good choice to go to exchange. So just be brave and ask yourself.
Okay. Backing up just a little bit, Benny, what's been a challenge that you've faced over here? What are some challenges that maybe you've heard of with your fellow exchange students?
I would say maybe like language, and it takes time to like get settled here because it's really different. But I'm really happy here, and that's really good. Yeah.
All right. How about you, Cleo? Have you faced some challenges?
Yeah, I would agree with Benny and say like the language, because it's like really hard. Sometimes you want to say something and it's like on the tip of your tongue and you cannot say it, but you really want to say it. And yeah, but you get over it and it works.
And I guess back to the same question I asked Dap, but let's keep it right there for a sec. What would your advice be to Junoites or Sitkans thinking about going abroad?
Just go and enjoy. Don't think about things. Don't like get like overthink the things. Just go and do it.
Benny, have I asked you that question yet?
No.
Yeah, how about you? What's your advice?
I would say just go for it because now I can say that I have a friend from Mozambique and Thailand, which is really cool. And it's so amazing to like try out a new culture and a language. And you meet a lot of like new people and personalities and the food and the culture. And I think that's really worth it.
Okay, so I understand the website is afsusa.org. The three of you and all of your fellow exchange students behind you and your crew will be here until June of this year. Is that about right?
Yes.
All right. The weather will start warming up again and spring will be here soon. I know that people can go to afsusa.org to figure out how to get abroad themselves or how to be a host family, right? And so all of you are living with host families here in Juneau, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Got it. Quickly, before we go out, and you don't have to use the names of your host families or anything, what is it about a host family that makes them good? Or who should think about being a host family? Where am I going with this question? What have you enjoyed about your host family, Benny?
So the thing that I like about host family is that they're interesting in learning about my country, but also they're interesting in teaching me their culture and their traditions. And it's really nice to have a contact family here so you can ask questions and they can help you a lot.
Dap, how about you?
My host fam, they are really open and like they like to learning like things that they don't know. And they also like to teaching me like, okay, how like, for example, like how to say this word or like, okay, this like American culture. Like I like for an example, I don't like what is finger cross. I mean, what is that? So yeah, my host fam taught me about this and like, oh, this is how it works. And yeah, it's like very wonderful thing that like you join another people family and they are so happy to have me inside. So yeah, that's the point that like I like my host family.
All right. And Cleo, how about you?
I believe that any family can be a host family as long as they are willing to help, because like that's something that I really appreciate about my host family, that they are willing to help me to understand things and see that from a different point of view. And they're also open to learn about my culture. And that's it. I'm really grateful for that.
All right. Well, it's sure been a pleasure speaking with the three of you today on Juneau Afternoon, this special edition. Is there anything that you would like to say to people at home who might be listening to this interview once it gets on the web? Say to your friends or your family? Go ahead.
AFS rule.
Alaska is so nice. Come here.
Well, thank you all so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.